You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And it's just us two again today, but we've got some interesting beers, hopefully.
I really hope so.
Two of which I know Rob is going to love right off the bat.
Fantastic. At least you know I'm going to love them.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, I'll tell you right
and
now.
So I guarantee it's first an IPA. Has to start off
well,
that way.
There's going to be there's some IPAs and some sours.
Okay.
So maybe
a sour first then.
Maybe a sour first?
I don't know, Dan.
Yeah,
it's,
you know what?
It's all up to you.
Let's do the sour first.
Okay, let's do the sour first. Amazing.
All right, so this beer is from all three breweries by the... Actually, sorry. Two of the three breweries we featured.
Okay.
This being one of them. This is from Fine Bounce Brewery based out of Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Yes.
This is part of their Gelato Sour series.
They make great beer.
They do. We've featured a couple of gelato sours in the past, and we've loved them. I think the last one we had probably was the best one I think I've ever had. It was so good.
I don't remember what
flavor it was. It was a berry and vanilla one. It was so good.
They've always top notch.
Yes. This one is called Pineapple Upside Down Cake. So it's basically pineapple, and I believe it's got vanilla in there as well.
Okay.
Doesn't say, but from what I remember on the description when I purchased it, it may have. I can't remember. The label is...
Meh.
Yellow, it says gelato sour in white, it says pineapple upside down cake in white as well. It's got like these half circles in almost like a grid. Five of them are white, and then it's got these four circles with a red dot, like four yellow circles with a red dot on them. So it's not, doesn't sound, you know, wouldn't
it's
stand
not super
out.
Eye-catching, yeah.
It wouldn't stand out, but I mean, gelato sour kind of looks at this. So when you see gelato sour, you're thinking, you know, gelato with the ice cream, you're like, okay, cool,
but guys,
sour.
Like, the background's a light yellow. And the words are in white.
Yeah.
So first of all, if it was in black, it might be
yeah, you might see it
a little bit
more.
Of a darker color. But again, they're trying to get away with that. Their design work. I mean, you're going there for what they have.
Exactly. And like I said before, when you
simple
see gelato
artwork,
sour, you know
nice.
Exactly what it is.
Exactly.
You know it's a sour beer, and hopefully it's going to be, you know, a good beer, right? You
give it 7.5 on the label.
Yeah, I agree with you. 7.5 it is.
Yeah, it's simple. But again, I'm pretty sure when you go down there, all their labels are like that.
Yeah. From what I remember, most of their labels that we've had, even the ones we've had, haven't, but the beers have been phenomenal. So
exactly.
Really, at the end of the day,
that's what it comes down to, guys.
You know, this one, it's a pale yellow. It's very filtered. It looks like a lager.
Yeah, this looks really light, super light. What is this, 5.6?
5.4, I believe.
Okay.
Yep, 5.4.
Has a good smell to it.
What are you smelling?
I'm not even sure. So light.
I do smell a bit of vanilla.
Is it vanilla?
I'm getting a little bit of vanilla, and I can smell the pineapple very faintly in the background.
You got a better nose than I do, buddy.
I don't want to brag, but...
That's how it is.
It's exactly.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
Oh, you got a lot of vanilla in there. That was really good.
Wow. That's really good.
Kind of hits you in a bit of a wave. I didn't taste as much pineapple, but it's as really good either way. Yeah. Very tasty. Very, very tasty.
Kick ass, guys. I mean, again, Fine Bounce.
Fine Bounce is not disappointed. They're fantastic. They're a really good brewery.
Just keep it up.
If you are in the Ontario, province of Ontario, excuse me, you can order them online. They don't disappoint. If you're in the Kingston area, I'm sure you already know or have heard of them. And if you haven't, go check them out. Because again, these guys don't disappoint.
Wow.
Really, really good.
For this light of a beer,
it's got so much flavor. Like, and
phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
this is,
I get a little bit of the pineapple as an aftertaste too, but I'm gonna give this an 8.5. I really like this one.
This is like an 8.7.
8.7, damn it, he's always gotta one up me. Well, in this case it's like 2.78, but yeah, okay,
8.78, guys, because truthfully at the end of the day, this is something that you can hit up every day.
Yeah, you can drink this any time of the day. Ooh. Whenever you want. And I mean, again,
almost does not taste like beer.
No, almost not. But
almost not.
And they've got, like I said, this is part of a series. They constantly rotate all the flavors. And I think they've got, we've had one, it was like raspberry chocolate and marshmallow, which I think is currently out as well. There's this one. There's the berry vanilla that we had last time we had these. They've all been solid beers.
Yes. Hands down.
And their IPA is fantastic. Their stouts, fantastic. Just check them out because they're a really good brewery. I highly recommend them.
Yeah, hopefully they just keep popping these things out because we're enjoying them like hell.
Yes. Or they could just keep making them for us. Either way, it's okay.
that's fine.
Yes.
Small batches.
Yes, exactly. Small batches it is.
What do we got up next, Danny?
We're going to go with a snack. We are going to hit up something from China, I believe, here. And this is called, it's millet crisps. They're hot and spicy flavor.
Okay.
So they look like just like squares, like rice crisps. Rice crisp squares, yeah. Millet crispy rice.
Almost like crispers.
Yep, it says spice flavor in English, and then everything else is not in English, but okay, cool.
Supposedly hot like hell, but...
And it says 60% and then nothing in English, so I'm glad that 60% is 60% there. The bag itself is pretty colorful. It's a red background. You've got the like a little bit of black with the description in red and white lettering. You got a picture of the actual crisps on it. Like, it's actually pretty good. It's pretty catchy. Like, you kind of know what it is by looking at it.
It is catchy if I could read it, but I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Millet crisp rice.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Crispy rice.
Yeah, it's...
Pretty straightforward.
Very straightforward. And look, there's a QR code on the back, so you can check them out. Wow. Interesting.
Well, hopefully it's in English online.
Yeah, who knows?
Hopefully Google can translate it for us.
Yeah, or somebody's going to have to translate it. But either way, yeah, this is actually pretty good. I would, I'd give this an 8. It stands out pretty good.
Yeah, 7.5 on that one again.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, in fact, I just have to be able to read it.
Well, I mean, you can read Millet Crispy Rice.
Yeah, but the brand, like.
Oh, with the brand. Yeah, you can't read the brand.
The brand. Unfortunately, that's their brand. So, I mean, but, I don't think they make an English version.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? It's not an English version, so it's kind of hard to
I got it.
You know.
Still looks good.
Still, yeah. Overall, really good. Let's crack it open.
What we got? Hopefully, these things are, like, paper thin. Do you think they're, like, thick?
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Like crisper, like a rice cake.
No, not like
rice cakes. Like a rice cake is like thick. This is like a rice...
It's going to be like a rice chip.
Rice chip. Okay, so it's a little bit thicker.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, I just kind of whiff and all I got was like spice in it.
Spice. Wicked.
That's all I did. Yep. Thin like a chip. They're literally squares. I'm going in. Okay, I got a little bit of spice at the end. Not a ton. You can taste the rice. I mean, if a rice cake was spicy, this would probably be it.
I don't do these things because, you know, again, don't care for this type of products, but this has an interesting taste to it.
The crunch was almost like it was stale.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because...
So it's fresh.
Yeah, but...
But...
The flavor's okay. Yeah, like I said, I got the spice right now in the back of my throat.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, the crunch feeling wasn't like what you would expect from something like this. It's totally different, and it didn't have that...
I was expecting more of a crisp, like chips or whatever.
Exactly.
This was crunchy, like...
It was different.
It was almost like a cracker.
Similar to like how it broke down while you were chewing it.
Well, it just didn't... I don't know. It was okay. It wasn't as crispy. Like, maybe it is stale. I don't know, but it had the crunch like it was stale. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 6.2.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes, 6.2 is a good number for it. It deserves that number. It's perfect for it.
Yeah, definitely like not really great, but
anyway,
not terrible, but not great.
For most of the snacks that we've had, it's not the worst snack in the world that we've had.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But on this show, it might have been.
I think those pretzels that tasted like bitter burnt were bad. Those cucumber chips were bad. Yeah, this is like hands down better than those.
Yeah, this is better than those hands down. But still not good.
Definitely not.
No, not on my radar.
Excuse me if anybody heard that burp. I swear I didn't do it. Okay, we're going to get to our next beer. This one is... We haven't featured before. These guys are Anderson Craft Ales. Okay. They are based out of London, Ontario.
Nice.
In Canada, obviously. This is an IPA. It's 6.5% alcohol. Now, they basically, it doesn't state what type of IPA it is, but it does give single. A description. It's single, yes, but in terms of like the hops that are used and whatnot, but it gives a description. Basically, it says, hop forward with a complex bouquet of bright citrus, melon, stone fruit, and floral notes, supported by a subtle malt backbone.
Malt Backbone. Okay, so this is going to be more of a malt beer.
And they have the IBUs listed. So IBUs are international bitterness units.
Yes.
This is a 60. I think that goes up
pretty
to
good.
Yeah, it's I think it goes up to 100. So might have a little bit of bitterness, but we'll see. Can wise, it's a white can, very plain.
Says IPA.
Says IPA in big letters and black letters, white on black. Like Rob was saying, wish the letters were black on the last label. There you go. You know what this is.
This is perfect.
It says Anderson Craft Ales and has their logo up top, which is a hop, and it looks like it's underneath an A, yeah, letter A, or in between the letter and inside the letter A.
That's perfect. Everything about it is really nice.
Yeah, it's white and then it's got a green outline on the top of the can, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It's very, very plain.
8.4.
But oh, 8.4. Okay, so but it gets the point across. I was gonna say 7.5.
Yeah, okay, 7.5 was a good number at one point, but
you just wanted to one up me.
No, you made it clear when you said it was a hop in the middle of the A, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't see that. Now I'm looking at it very intriguingly.
Yeah, the capital A and then the hops right in the middle of the little space, that little triangle.
It's nice. It's nice. They did a good job on it. Well, that's the logo, but I mean the IPA part is just like boom.
Yeah, it's good. So, I mean it's
try me.
It's a basic label, but it gets the point across. You know what you're getting.
That's exactly what you want.
Exactly.
And then you just grab it, turn it around, trying to find out what it's going to taste like, the description, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see what this drops out to.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, it's more of an amber yellow color, so I'm wondering if that whole malt backbone thing is...
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, just looking? It looks like it might be more like a West Coast flavor, but we're going to see.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to give it a shot.
We're going to give this a shot.
I mean, it is filtered as well, for those wondering, but yeah, it's like a darker...
On the smell, it's... I'm not even sure.
On the nose?
Stone fruit.
I get the citrus notes. Maybe a little bit of the melon and maybe a little bit of the floral notes, like a touch. I do get the floral bit, but we'll see how it goes.
Man, before you even drink this, I'm not very happy with this one. That one was good.
Well, the other one was fantastic.
Yes. This but is going to be...
Let's try it.
We should have had this one first.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
That's what we do, right?
That is what we do.
Not bad.
Oh, not bad.
It's what you expect for an IPA.
Bitterness right off the bat hit you, and yep. Now it's gone.
Yeah, it kind of comes in a bit of a wave. Like initially, you get the citrus notes a little bit, and I can taste that malt backbone a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then you get the bitterness, and it just dies right out.
IBUs, yes, yeah.
And then maybe it's a little melony at the end. So yeah, it's actually
60% bitter.
60.475.
Man. Good.
Not bad. It's pretty smooth. Not bad for an IPA. For an IPA, yeah. It's a standard IPA. I'd say it's a 7.5.
That's a good, like, ending.
You don't like the beginning? It's more generic tasting at the beginning. Is that
why?
Yeah,
it's something. Something about it, but still good. This one gets a 7.9.
Ooh, okay. 7.9. Yeah, really good. So I'm glad it kind of surprised you, though.
Yeah, 7.9. I was not expecting that. I was expecting around like 6.5 or something.
And I just saw in the can here, yep. It's family owned and operated too.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
We always love that.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it's
regardless, again, I'm still going to rate your beer probably.
Regardless, I was going to say, you know what? Support your local breweries. It's always a good thing to do.
Cheers to local breweries.
Yeah, seriously.
Hands down.
And to putting out good beer.
Yeah, as much as they can. And I mean, if people are enjoying it, shit, just keep coming out with more. I know we're going to enjoy it if we find you.
Definitely. And again, you know, you're in the London, Ontario area. You can check these guys out. I'm pretty sure they do. They do sell online, so you can purchase them. I can't speak, apparently. The website is AndersonCraftAles.ca for those that are wondering. And yeah, check them out. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Snack time.
So what's on up? This beer, oh, compared wait. To the last beer,
yes,
this was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
See, there you go. But then again, this is an IPA versus a sour, so it's kind of hard to compare.
Yeah, but again, I've had some really good IPAs, and I mean, compared to that sour was good. I mean, it wasn't the best sour we've ever had, but it was very good.
Which one?
The one we just
had. Oh, the one we just had, yeah.
Fine Balance.
It was very, very good. It was very good. I enjoyed it. Definitely. Okay.
What do we got up next?
Snack. We're going to go with something sweet.
Sweet. This beer's giving me like, ooh. Damn, man.
It's hitting you or?
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Someone's getting drunk.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not driving.
This is interesting.
Okay. This one is based out of the UK.
Wow.
It's McVitie's. We featured them before.
McVitie's, yes.
Yes. McVitie's Club.
Vitie's, not Vicky's, okay, yes. People?
V-I-T, or McVitie's. I don't know. It's V-I-T-I-E-S. So I'm not sure if it's Vitie's or
I apostrophe E-S.
Yeah, E apostrophe S.
E apostrophe S. Yes. Okay.
Anyway.
No, E-S.
This one is a chocolate mint flavor. It's a green background. It's got dark, like the color of milk chocolate, nice. With the word club in white capital letters on top of it. It's got the brand on top, McVitie's, McVitie's, whatever.
That's what it's going to look like?
What's that?
Is that what the mint's going to look like?
I don't know, but it's got the mint leaf on the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, it's probably
looks exactly pretty that. Cool. It's 7 bars, so it looks like, yeah, everybody gets their own. So we're going to open this up, but
this is going to be fun.
Yes, hopefully we'll be. I'm going to rate this guy. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You kind of know what you're getting. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
It's an 8.
You're an 8? Okay.
This club, I don't know what the hell that means, but I mean, to some people it means something.
Yeah, I have no idea what club is either.
Yeah, neither do I, but it looked like a big piece of chocolate, so.
Yeah, I don't see any like rave or strobe lights, you know, for the rave, so it's not that kind of club, all. Right?
No, you're not entering into one, you're eating one.
Although you can probably listen to the music while you're cracking this open.
Guaranteed, and I mean, it's mint.
Oh, I'm smelling the mint right as I open this. I'm getting, and it comes in like, they're individually wrapped here, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nicely.
And the wrap, the package is basically exactly the same as the...
Very simply wrapped?
Yeah. It's exactly the same as the main package.
And it opens and it just keeps opening until the actual chocolate bars expose. Well, these guys know what they're doing.
Okay.
It's like a Kit Kat almost.
Yeah,
pretty. In the shape of a Kit Kat?
Yeah, kind of.
Not a bigger piece. It's like 2 in 1.
Ooh, it smells fantastic, though. Chocolate mint is always a good time. Obviously, you gotta like chocolate mint. But I'm a big fan, so let's give this a shot. Ooh, it's got crisp wafer in the middle.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like after dark, after 8.
Kind of like an after 8, but then you get like the wafer.
Yeah, the wafer is the extra piece. It's nice.
It gives it like a buttery
taste. Pretty sure I'm going to finish this right now.
You get like a buttery taste with the chocolate mint, but it kind of balances out.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's actually not bad at all. I did not think there was a wafer. I thought it was just straight chocolate. Or cookie. Not really wafer. Sorry, it's a cookie. But either way, really good. I get the chocolate, get the mint, get the cookie. Good combination. 8 out of 10 for me.
9.3.
Oh, wow. 9.3, eh? I'm saving mine for later.
You do that, Danny.
Well, you know, I like to think that I'm special. So, don't want to, you know.
As long as you think that, that's good.
Exactly. As long as I think that, then I'm happy, right? I can live in my bubble.
Long as possible.
Excuse me, definitely.
How far do we have to go for the next beer, Dan?
How far?
Yeah, like where are they located?
Yeah, I know. It's I was like caught on for right when I asked you. I was like, oh, wait, oh that's what it means. Far out.
Yeah.
These guys are based out of Cambridge, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay. So even closer.
Yeah, a little closer than London is.
Yes.
If you're in the Toronto area of Canada, which is where we are.
Correct.
Yes,
sir. Ontario.
Ontario. Yay. So this is Forefathers Brewing. And it says...
Kick-ass beer.
Yeah, this label's amazing. This is a really cool label. So this is Forefathers, and it's got the Roman numerals for 4 on it. It has a tiger... But the tiger's like standing up like a person,
like a king.
He has
a king
crown. He's got his cape or his robe on,
mm-hmm.
And he's got his little crown on top.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty neat, eh? And the background looks like he came out of the door, of it like a doorway.
Yeah,
that's very colorful. A lot of different colors on here too.
Yeah, he came out of like a forest area and then came into some other type of dimension.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, he's got his hands on his hips too. He's kind of like almost like the Superman
I'm
pose.
Here, yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
And then I don't know what's with the spray paint on the bottom here, but it's got like some spray painted purple. It looks like somebody just took a can, spray painted a line right at the bottom, like basically right where his legs are. Not sure what that is, but it's still a really cool label either way. Like I said, there's a ton of different colors in here. I can't even like describe them all, but
that is really cool.
On the, if you turn around here, you get basically looks like, I guess, a badger.
Yeah.
A cartoon drawn picture of a badger is like black, white, and gray. And right above him, it says stand for something good. And I guess he's the one that's supposed to be good.
Sweet.
The IPA is 6.6%.
Okay. It's not crazy.
Yeah, it's an IPA. I don't know if I said that before.
Yes, you did.
IV036, so I believe it's their, they just number their IPA, so this is the 36. It's got some Citra, Nectaron, Centennial, and Nelson Sauvin hops, so it should be kind of stone fruit slash citrusy.
Okay.
Bitterness wise, we'll see what happens.
Design is like a 9 right there.
Yeah, this is a 9.5, man. This is awesome. This is really cool.
This is a 9. Okay, yeah, 9.2.
Okay.
9.2.
Yeah, this is really, really cool.
It's really over the top.
Yeah, it's definitely over the top.
I don't know who came up with that shit, but...
But it's so cool.
Someone came up with that shit. Yeah. It's really cool.
No, I like it. That's awesome.
It's an artistic person. Happy with it. That graffiti stuff in the bottom there, I'm not even sure what that means, but I mean, there's some purpose to it.
There's definitely some purpose to it, but it's like...
Like the artist like signing and then someone coming over and like spraying over it.
They just threw their thing on it, but this is definitely a hazy IPA. It's a yellow hazy, so it doesn't look exactly like an orange juice, but it's...
This smells like an IPA, stone fruit.
A hazy IPA, yes. There are different IPAs. There's like 14 or 15 different types, but... This being one of them. Let me smell this one.
Please.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can smell the citrus in the stone fruit for sure. This looks like it's going to taste how it smells. So
I'm 99% sure it's going to be amazing. Well, after that mint, I'm not even too sure, but let's hit this up.
Yeah, the mint was really good. Taste how it smells.
Yep.
Like exact. I get citrus. I get stone fruit. I get
you get the combination of all of them, actually, and it's pretty juicy.
Yeah, it's very juicy tasting. I don't get really any bitterness at all. It's pretty smooth. Yeah, this is basically like a, you know, a standard, like a New England IPA. Very like what the trend is right now.
Good.
Really good, very tasty. I like these IPAs a lot. So
for what we've just had to this.
Again. Yeah, that one we had before. This was more like an East and a West Coast together, because you got like a little bit of malt.
Yep.
And you got like more of the bright citrus. It was kind of a mix.
Yes.
This guy's more just like a New England IPA, like a regular hazy IPA, but
this is nice.
You're really good.
This is really good.
Yeah.
This is at least an 8.7. No. Probably an 8.
Let's go 8.8. Just do it.
No, it's like 8.87.
8.87?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going with 8.5.
Okay.
Very good. Highly recommend. Again, check them out. Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. You can go to the website, Google Forefathers, Forefathers Brewing. I believe it's forefathersbrewing.ca, but check it out anyways nonetheless. If you're not in Canada or not in Ontario, just take our word for it. That's a really good IPA, and find a really good IPA in your area, and hopefully you can drink it alongside us.
Please.
I'll cheers you right now.
That's all we can hope for, yeah.
Cheers.
At the end of the day, it really comes down to trying to find good quality beer, especially if you're a beer drinker. End of the day, you really want to have one, maybe two, not six or seven.
Yeah, you don't want to go crazy, you know. But you want to enjoy what you're drinking. And I mean, if your goal is to get a buzz or get drunk, then hey, that's kind of like an added bonus. But personally, the way I look at it is, let's drink something that tastes good, and whatever comes of it, comes of it.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly. I was going to mention as well to get the latest updates. If you subscribe, we are on YouTube. We, you know, film this as well. As you can listen to the audio on Spotify and Apple, you can follow us there as well. But if you want to see what we look like, hey, you can. And you can check out and see what the beer cans look like, because we try our best to describe them, but
visually.
Sometimes, the visual is the best way to go, right? So You can always check us out there.
They're all really cool, guys. Like, super cool cans out of this world.
Yeah, this can especially is just fantastic. But we've had some really, really good cans. This is probably, I'd say, in my top 10.
Yeah, probably around the top 10.
So
overall.
The last good one, I think, was that Counterpart Gummy Sour one where, like, you know, they're playing basketball and the house is on fire. That told the whole story. Yeah. That was
from left to right. Yes.
Yeah, that was so cool. This, I'd say, ranks up there. Like, this is probably the next best one. But nonetheless, but guys, yeah, you know, you guys want to check them out? Check them out.
Yeah.
So you can see what they look like. You know, we want to thank you guys for listening. Again,
we do
like and subscribe. We really appreciate it.
We all do.
And I want to wish you guys a good night. Have some beer. Find an IPA. Find a sour. Find a lager. Find whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a good beer, you got my approval.
As well as mine.
There you go.
Stay frosty, people, and have a great day.
Yeah. Take care, guys. We'll catch you on our next episode.